So Chanukah inevitably coincides with Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. This coming Shabbos will be Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. That presents us with a conundrum of how to negotiate the bottlenecking or the ordering of the different mitzvahs that present themselves as a result of Chanukah and Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. And all of that this whole entire issue about how to order the mitzvahs and which mitzvahs to give precedence to, that of Chanukah, that of Shabbos, that of Rosh Chodesh, touches upon a sugya which is rooted in the Mishnah Masechta Zvachim, but is really ubiquitous to Jewish life, which is that we give precedence to that which is more common or more frequent, known as Tadir V'Sheino Tadir Tadir Kaidim. Whenever you have two mitzvahs that present themselves simultaneously, so we usually give precedence to the mitzvah that is more common or more frequent. The Mishnah tells him, Masechta Zvachim, Ko HaTadim Echaveroi, Kaidim Es Chaveroi. Whichever one is more common and more frequent comes before that which is less common and less frequent. So therefore, the Mishnah there is discussing Karbanos. The Mishnah says on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, you would bring the Karban Musaf of Shabbos before the Karban Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, because Shabbos comes every week, Rosh Chodesh only comes from month to month. The carbon which comes, the first carbon of every day, is the carbon tamid, the tamid shel shachar, the tamid shebein arbaim that's brought every single day. So the tamid shel shachar has to come first because kol atadim mechaver kaidim eschaver. This is derived from the pasuk in Parashas Pinchas, where the pasuk says milvad oilas habayka shel oilas hatamid hasu aseila. Other than the carbon tamid that was brought every day, then after that you should bring all the other carbonos of the day. But the first carbon that's brought is that of the tamid shel shachar, because that's the most frequent and the most common carbon, and therefore it comes first. For that reason as well, you know, we have this all over, you know, our daily experiences of observing halacha properly. So that's why, let's say, this coming Shabbos, we're not going to be bringing kavanas, but in benching on Shabbos, Ritzeh will come before Yal V'Yavoy, because Shabbos is Tadir and takes precedence over Rosh Chodesh, which is Eino Tadir. But even every single morning, for those who put on a Talos Gadol, so the Shulchan Aruch has over here in Simchah Pesef Aleph, you're presented with two mitzvahs simultaneously, that of Tawas every morning and Tefillin every morning. So we give precedence to the Tawas you're supposed to put on before the Tefillin. One reason is because Tawas is Tashmishe Mitzvah, it's used for mitzvah, but it's not Tashmishe Kedusha, it doesn't have any Shema Sakadoshim, as opposed to Tefillin, which is Tashmishe Kedusha, requires disposal in a different way than Tashmishe Mitzvah, and has on a higher level. And we generally have a principle, Mailim B'Kodesh V'Ein Maridin, also related to Chanukah. And that Mailim B'Kodesh V'Ein Maridin, we go up in Kedusha, we don't go down in Kedusha. That's why Beis Hillel feel you add a candle every night. It's supposed to be Shammai that you subtract a candle every night. Because Ma'alim B'Kadosh Yei Maridin. So that's one reason also we put on the Talos before the Tefillin, Ma'alim B'Kadosh Yei Maridin. Another reason is because Tadir V'Sheino Tadir, Tadir Kodem. Talos applies 7 days out of the week. Tefillin is only 6 days out of the week. You don't put on Tefillin on Shabbos. So Tadir V'Sheino Tadir, Tadir Kodem. This comes up also every Shabbos, not only in Ritzeh and Yalav Yavoy, every Shabbos. The Gemara tells us over here himself, when you make Kiddush, so which bracha is the first bracha that you recite? The bracha of Kedushas Hayayim and Mekadosh HaShabbos, or Bari Pri HaGofen. So we always recite the Bari Pri HaGofen first. It's actually Machlek Satanoim in the Mishnah, in the Gemara Masechet Pesachim, which should come first. Beis Shammai feel Mekadosh HaShabbos should come first. Beis Hillel argued that no, Bari Pri HaGofen should come first. We possibly think Beis Hillel that Bari Pri HaGofen comes first. Why does Bari Pri HaGofen come first? So Beis Hillel explained, because Tadir V'Sheino Tadir Tadir Kodem, you can make a Bari Pri HaGofen any day out of the week multiple times. However, Mekadosh HaShabbos is only once a week on Shabbos. So again, Tadir V'Sheino Tadir Tadir Kodem, that which is more common, more frequent, comes first. Yeah.
How is that that would be Tadir? Because the only way that someone would make a Bari Pri HaGofen is if they want to drink wine. So someone can technically go throughout the whole week of not drinking wine when it's on Shabbos.
That's because you have lots of different things to drink. You have water, you have soda, you have snack, whatever. You have all your different drinks. In those days, they had water and wine. I mean, that was what they drank. So wine was pretty common. So and you could make it every single day. What you're really asking is a different thing. Is if I don't have to do it every day, does that really consider it to be tadir? It touches on the issue of whether bris milah is tadir. Bris milah could happen every day, but doesn't happen to me every day. So is that considered to be tadir or ain't no tadir? It's a good question. If we're learning the full comprehensive sugya of tadir, we'd have to touch upon that. But suffice it to say, Bari Pri HaGofen was a very common bracha. People would make it almost every day. France, they drink wine all the time. So that was considered to be tadir as opposed to Shabbos, which is ain't no tadir. A final example is if a person, let's say, delays davening shachris late enough into the day that it already is zman mincha, but it's a day when you're supposed to say musaf. So musaf, you could already say, you know, from the time of shachris. You could also say it during the Zman Mincha. You could say it all the way till the Shkia. So let's say I waited until the Zman Mincha arrives, a half an hour after Chatzos, and now I'm presented with the dilemma, should I do Mincha first, or should I do Musa first? So the Shulchan Aruch here quotes in the name of the Gemara Masechtas Brachos that Mincha should take precedence before Musaf. Because Mincha is every day of the week, Musaf is only from time to time, Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, and Yontif, and therefore Tadeh V'Sheino, Tadeh Tadeh Kodem. The Shulchan Aruch recommends that you not do that B'tzibur. So let's say on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Shabbos, if you're davening it at some sort of Karbach, you know, over the top minyan, and Shacharis takes until Chatzos, half an hour after Chatzos. So ready this man Mincha, but you haven't davened Musaf yet. So what should you do first? If you're davening b'yechidos, you're supposed to daven mincha before musaf. What if you're davening b'tzibur? Then the Shulchan Aruch quotes the name of the Rosh not to switch the order, because then people will just get confused. The shul always has to daven musaf before mincha. If you're going to switch and daven mincha before musaf, people are going to get confused about the Seder Ayoyim. They're going to think that mincha comes before musaf, and in the following week, when it's before chatzos, and it's not this man mincha yet, they're going to say, no, in this shul we daven mincha before musaf. And they'll start making a mistake. So we have to keep and preserve the order, even though the real halacha should be the mincha should take precedence before mincha musaf, because tadeh v'sheino tadeh tadeh kodem. Parenthetically, we've been translating tadeh, and I think that's the way it's generally understood, as that which is more common and more frequent. The truth of the matter is, we should probably be a little bit more precise. And the precision and the difference is important. It's not really which is more common and more frequent, but which is more regular and which is more consistent. What I mean by that is, Mat Ephraim over here, I say, discusses, what about on Rosh Chodesh Elul? We have a custom to say on Rosh Chodesh, every Rosh Chodesh, Baruch Hinafshi, after davening. During Chodesh Elul, and then the first half of Chodesh Tishrei, it's a custom to say, L'David Hashem Oiri, Perek in Tehillim. Which comes first, Baruch Hinafshi or L'David Hashem Oiri? So writes Mat Ephraim, Yiroi Li, seems to me that Baruch Hinafshi should come before L'David Hashem Oiri. Because Baruch Hinafshi is Tadir, L'David Hashem Oiri is Eino Tadir, Tadir V'Sheino Tadir, Tadir Kodem. Now, if you sit down with a pen and paper and add up the number of times throughout the year that you say Baruch Hinafshi, and you do the same thing with L'David Hashem Oiri, you'll come up with more days that you say L'David Hashem Oiri than you say Baruch Hinafshi. Baruch Hinafshi is only on Rosh Chodesh. Sometimes it's a 2-day Rosh Chodesh, sometimes it's a 1-day Rosh Chodesh, but it's not more than 20 times, 21, I don't know how many times it's 2 days Rosh Chodesh throughout the year, but it isn't more than, 20, 21, 22 times. L'David Hashem Oiri is for 30 days during Chodesh Elul, twice a day, and then it's during the first half of Chodesh Tishrei, twice a day. It's way more than times you say Baruch Hinafshi. So L'David Hashem Oiri is more common, is more frequent than Baruch Hinafshi. Why does Baruch Hinafshi come first? So obviously, Yosef Engel, Melech HaChtoiv here, observes in the Mat Ephraim that what Tadir really means is that which is more regular and more consistent. You say this throughout the whole year on Rosh Chodesh. We have a schedule when you say it. It's not once a year it comes and once a year and then it leaves. You do it on a regular basis throughout the whole year. So that's tadir vis-a-vis something which only comes once a year. Even if for that year, part of the year it gets really, exaggerated and highlighted, it doesn't matter if it's not consistent and it's not regular throughout the entire year. So what tadir really means is more consistent or more regular. And by the way, that makes a lot of sense in terms of why we give, or perhaps, why we give precedence to that which is tadir versus that which is Eino Tadir. There's a Medrash that's doesn't appear anywhere in the Medrash that we have, but it's quoted by the Ein Yaakov in the Hakdamah. Everyone, it's a pretty well-known Medrash. Machlekes HaTanoim, which is the most important pasuk in the Torah. Some Tanoim felt it's Shema Yisrael Shem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Some held it's V'haftol Re'acha Kamoicha. The Medrash concludes, though, that it's Esakeves Ho'echa Taseh Babaykev, Esakeves HaSheini Taseh Beinu Arboim. It's the Pasuk in Parshas Pinchas, again, having to do with the Karban Tamid. You should bring the Karban Tamid in the morning, Karban Tamid in the afternoon. Why? Because the backbone, foundation of halachic observance of Yiddishkeit is rooted in consistency, regularity, day in, day out, with all the highs and lows that come with religious life, being a human being in general. Consistency, every day, you show up, day in and day out. That's what Jewish life is, predicated upon that foundation. If you're not going to show up, you can't do anything. Almost can't do anything else. So you have to have that foundation of regularity. Now, that's not talking about doing things a lot. That's not talking about doing things consistently, regularly. So if that's why, Tadir is so special, so then it makes sense that it really shouldn't be that which is more common and more frequent, but that which is more consistent and more regular. Yeah?
Is there no specific Hebrew word for the word consistent? Because if there is, then
why? Rigilut.
So then why isn't that the din? If, like, How are you twisting?
I remember Chazal always so careful with their language. I mean, it is common. Usually that which is most regular and most consistent is most common, right? The carbon tumid is the most common carbon. In English, they have different connotations. Right, I'm not sure it has the same connotations. Tidi root could also be consistency. I think they could all be. If you put in Tadir to Google Translate, which I've never done, but if you would do it, I wonder if it would, and not that that's Koveya anything, but I wonder, you know, we have to ask the new bot that writes poems. Yeah. But I presume they'd all be synonyms, or acceptable translations of Tidirut. Tadir can mean consistency, it could probably mean regularity. I bet it doesn't take a side on that. In English, though, they're very different things. So, anyway, getting back, Rabbi Chanan has a chakira in the Kovet Shiurim, which is really an important thing to think about, and that is what is the nature of this halacha of Kol HaTadim Mechaver Kodim Eschaver Tadim V'Sheino Tadim Tadim Kodim. Is that because, and I think this is the way most of us would intuitively approach it, is because the Tadir is more important than the Eino Tadir? In Judaism, we stress that which is consistent, that which is regular, and therefore it has a higher level of significance, and that's why it goes first? Or no, that's not why. That's not why. The reason why Tadir Shana Tadir Tadir Kaidim is because whenever you have a log jam of mitzvahs, everyone arrives at the intersection all at once. Some communities have a lot of these four-way stop signs. Everyone comes to the intersection all at once. Who gets to go first? It's been a long time since I've looked at the rule book for the DMV, but there are rules. Who goes first? I think it's whoever's making a right turn gets to go first. Then if you're going straight, then if you're going left, you go last. Why do we give, you know, the people making a left turn the short end of the stick? Is that because we discriminate against lefties? What do we have against people? No, it's because we have to have some rules of the road. And the guy's making a right, you know, whatever it is, there's a swerve behind it, I'm sure. But maybe it's just even arbitrary. You just have, why does sometimes the yield go this way and sometimes the yield goes that way? I don't know. I'm sure there are rules of city planning that go into this. But sometimes it's just arbitrary. We just have to have a common system that we all get so we're all moving a lockstep. We don't have people crashing into each other. So you have to have rules of the road. You have to have rules of right of way. Is it arbitrary? Maybe yes, maybe no. Maybe there's some significance to it. But in the end of the day, it's not necessarily because one car is more important. If you have an ambulance or a fire truck, they put on sirens and they get precedence, right? That's clearly more important. But is it because I'm turning right, so I'm more important than the guy who's going straight or left? No, of course not. Or even if you get to the Suez Canal, the Panama Canal, right? I'm sure if boats arrive at the same time, there must be rules about which boat gets to go first. I don't even know. I don't even know what goes, who arrived first. I'm sure they have rules about which boat. I don't think more than one boat could go through the Suez or Panama Canal at one time. So, yeah, you have to have rules about who goes first. We're already discussing Masechta the Sanhedrin at Daf Lamed Beis. What do we do in Halacha if two boats arrive at a port or a throughway and only one can make it through? At a time, who gets to go first? See, I have to. Does that mean the cargo of one is more important than the other? Does that mean this one is, you know, more special than the other? No, we just have to have rules of right of way, you know, rules of the road in order to negotiate these kind of impasses. So, is that what Tadir is all about? Is about negotiating a logjam, and it's a right of way, but not necessarily because the Tadir is more important than the Eino Tadir, or no, it's because the Tadir is more important than the Eino Tadir. I think intuitively, again, I think we would have assumed that it's because the Tadir is more important than the Eino Tadir, but I don't believe that that's correct. I believe that it's because it's a right of way. Is it entirely arbitrary? I don't know, but it's more of a right of way. It's not necessarily because the Tadir is more important than the Eino Tadir. That's not why, and I'll prove it to you. I'll prove it to you. Because Taisus writes over here in Masechtas Brachos, it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, that let's say, again, we already mentioned, that if the Zman Mincha arises and your person has not daven Musaf yet, so then you're supposed to daven Mincha before Musaf. Even though normally you daven Musaf before Mincha, that's if you daven Musaf before the Zman Mincha. Once the Zman Mincha arises, you're supposed to daven Mincha before Musaf. Tadir v'sheinu tadir tadir kodem. Let's say I'm not interested in davening Mincha yet. I'm going to daven Mincha later on. Now, on Shabbos and Yontif, if you're going to go home and have a large meal, a Suda Gedayla, you really should daven Mincha first. Because the halacha is you're not allowed to have a Suda Gedayla prior to davening Mincha. You can have a Suda Katana prior to davening Mincha, once the Zman Mincha, you know, Gedayla arrives. But you can't have a suda gedayla. You can have a suda ketana, but you can't have a suda gedayla. So you can have a tuna fish sandwich before mincha, but you can't have a suda gedayla and a suda siyantif, a suda Shabbos, according to many. The Chayyadim writes, as quoted by the Mishnah Brura, has the status of a suda gedayla. Some people Shabbos and yantif meals carry on forever. Right? They take a long time. So it is literally a suda gedayla that could take a long time. So we're afraid Zman Mincha is going to pass and you're going to forget to daven Mincha. So once Zman Mincha arrives, you're not allowed to have a suda gedayla. So if you have to daven Mincha, because it's already, you know, you're going to have a suda gedayla subsequently, so then right, this wouldn't apply. But let's say I'm not going to go home and have a suda gedayla. It's Rosh Chodesh. I davened at some extended minyan, whatever it is, and the chakras, you know, carried on till the Zman Mincha arrives. Now it's Musaf bin Mincha that I presented before me simultaneously. But I don't plan to have a Mincha now. I'll have a Mincha, the Mincha Marav later on in the afternoon. So then, Tosfos quotes the name of the Reis, quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that if you don't plan on davening Mincha now, then you have the right to do the Eino Tadir before the Tadir. You have the right to daven Musaf before Mincha. Rabbi said, look over here on the second line of Vayis Gimel, V'yesh Oimrim, then Udavka should tzarech atel espal shtem. This only applies if you have to daven both now. Kigon shereitz alecho, v'os alecho, she's pal mincha. You want to have a suda gedol, and you can't have a suda gedol until daven mincha. Wow. If it ain't tzarech atel espal mincha, if you don't have to daven mincha now, I'm going to postpone it till later on anyway. Yachol ahaktim shal Musaf. You can do Musaf first. The Ramah quotes a similar halacha with regards to talis and tefillin. Let's say, right, you know, you're supposed to put on talis before the tefillin. Let's say I don't have a talis now. Someone borrowed my talis, they're bringing it back to me later. Can I put on the tefillin before the talis? I don't have the talis yet. So the Ramah writes, Miu im tefillin mizumanim biyado ve'ein lo tzitzis, ein tzarech laham tenal tzitzis. You don't have to wait for the tzitzis. You can do the eino tadir before the tadir if the tadir is not muchan lefanov. A similar halacha with regards to Sfiras HaOmer and Marav. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins, he's supposed to daven Marav before Sfiras HaOmer. Why do we do Marav before Sfiras HaOmer? Marav comes every night, Sfiras HaOmer, the whole year. Sfiras HaOmer is only 49 days out of the year. Tadav Hashem, Tadav, Tadav Kaidim. That's what the Bir Halacha quotes over here from the Chayk Yaakov. The reason why we daven Marav before Sfiras HaOmer, Tadav Hashem, Tadav, Tadav Kaidim. But let's say I'm not interested in davening Marav yet. I daven always at the 10 o'clock Marav. That's my minyan kavua. I don't want to mess with my schedule. I daven 10 o'clock tomorrow. But I remember Sfiras HaOmer earlier in the day, sitting in class, daydreaming, right? And I think, oh, Sfiras HaOmer. So you have to say Sfiras HaOmer standing. But I stand up in the middle of class today. You can stand up in a class. No one says anything to you. So the guy stands up, Sfiras HaOmer, with the L'shem Yichud, a lot of Kavanah, shuckling, sits down. Stranger things have happened during a Sai Sims class. So, fine. Can you do Sfiras HaOmer before Marav? Is it a violation of Tadav Hashem, Tadav, Tadav Kaidim? So writes Rav Vazin, the Shevet Alevi, no, you should be allowed to do that because you're not interested in davening Marav yet. Not a good idea because you're going to mess with your schedule and then you're going to end up forgetting Sfira the following night. You're going to either end up forgetting Marav or you're going to end up forgetting Sfira. So like we said with Mincha and Musaf, it's good always to do Musaf before Mincha when you're davening Betzibor, even as an individual, because otherwise you just get messed up, you get verblunted. However, Meikra Din, you could do the Eino Tadir before the Tadir, you could do Sfiras HaOmer before Marav, because you're not interested in davening Marav now. It's only when I'm interested in doing both, you give precedence to the Tadir before the Eino Tadir. If I'm not interested in doing them now, even though they did present themselves simultaneously, you have the right to be mocked in the Eino Tadir before the Tadir. This, I believe, is the Yishu for the minig that many have on Sukkos. The proper time to take Lulav on Sukkos is before Hallel. Before Hallel. Why? Because according to many Rishonim, not all Rishonim, but according to many Rishonim, the Lulav is not to enhance Hallel. Hallel is an enhancement of the mitzvah of Lulav. So when I first fulfill the mitzvah of Lulav, when I make the bracha, it should be together with the Nanuim of Hallel. That's the opinion of the Rambam. That Hallel, the Nanuim of Hallel, is an enhancement to the mitzvah of Lulav. So I shouldn't fulfill Lulav, then come to Shul and daven Hallel, because then the Hallel is disjointed from the primary fulfillment of the mitzvah of Lulav. I should make the bracha, take the Lulav for the first time during the day, right before Hallel, hold on to the Lulav, don't put it down until I do the Nanuim of Hallel, because Hallel is there to enhance the mitzvah of Lulav. Some of you try to understand, no, it's the Lulav is a, is the equipment that you need for Hallel. But it's an enhancement of Hallel. So even though I fulfilled Lulav earlier, as long as I have the Lulav there for Hallel, that's good enough because it enhances the Hallel. I have it there, for Hallel. But many of you should have held, no, Hallel is an enhancement to the mitzvah of Lulav. The Nanuim of Hallel are a fulfillment of Lulav. So you should fulfill Lulav right before Hallel. That's Kuli Amalo Pligi. It's a good idea because many of you should have held like that. That's why the bracha for the lulav appears right before halal. And many people do take the mitzvah of lulav, you know, for the first time during the day, right before halal. However, in the Shaar Kavanos and the Ari HaKadosh, the Mishnah Berurah cites this. The Ari HaKadosh felt it was an important inyan to take the lulav in the sukkah. Why? The Ari HaKadosh explains, I'm sure there are other explanations for this too, but if you look in the Ari HaKadosh and the Talmidim of the Ari, they explain that it's because the Zohar HaKadosh describes the Kadosh Baruch Hu in two ways. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Seyvev Ko Almin. He revolves around the world in a way that it's hard for us to perceive. He's Mimale Ko Almin. He fills the world, and sometimes, you know, that we can perceive. And we want to do the two together to recognize the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu is above us and beyond us, like the Sukkah, but Kadosh Baruch Hu is also connected to us intimately. That's the lulav that you bring close to your heart. So we want to do the two together to recognize that the two versions, the two pictures we have of Kadosh Baruch Hu, that of Seyvev Kol Almin, that of Mamale Kol Almin, are really all one and the same. The Or Makif, the Or Panimi are all one and the same. Fine, beautiful, fantastic. So therefore it's an inyan to take the lulav in the sukkah. So that's why it says in the Shaar Kavanos, there were those who woke up at Alois HaShachar. Now why are they waking up at Alois HaShachar? Why have to wake up so early? That's 72 minutes before sunrise. Why are you waking up so early? Because everyone daven kivasikin. When is kivasikin? Hanetzachama. So you daven hanetzachama before you came to shul. There were those who woke up alois hashachar, 72 minutes before hanetzachama, and took lulav in the sukkah. That's what it says over here in the Shaar Kavanos. Vinei toivu sha'achar alois hashachar shukvar yoim. It's already day. You can fulfill the mitzvahs hayoim after alois hashachar. Some b'diyevet, some l'chachilam. But it's a good idea at that point already. And then, you'll live later on in shul again. However, the Ari HaKadosh already notes that, one minute, but the real time for lulav is right before Hallel, so that Hallel could enhance the mitzvah of lulav. So therefore, the Ari HaKadosh writes, and this is not well known, this part is not as emphasized in circles in which we travel, but the Ari HaKadosh really writes, it would be the best umatov im hayim ispalo b'sukkah. The best would be to daven in the sukkah or near a sukkah, so that you can take the lulav right before challah, which everyone agrees is the best time to take lulav in the sukkah. So you don't have to take it in the sukkah, then go to shul. The best would be to daven shacharis and challah in a sukkah, so that right after shacharis I could take lulav for the first time, connected to the challah in the sukkah. Some shuls stop after shacharis. Everyone goes to the sukkah to take lulav, and they come and either say halal in the sukkah, or they come back while holding on to the da'o minim, and then say halal in the shul without speaking, obviously. Take the lulav, and then go straight back to halal. That's gavaldi. That's fantastic. We had, during COVID, that was fantastic. We were davening outside during sukkahs, so at least we got that. I was able to run out of the COVID minion to a sukkah, come back for halal, gavaldi. Some shuls have a sukkah right there, you're able to go outside. But that's the ideal, that's the best. But many people don't do that. They want to take the lulav in the sukkah, they don't have a sukkah that's accessible to the shul, no one is waiting there at Chol HaMoed, so they could run to the sukkah and then come back for halal. So they take lulav in the sukkah before they go out to shul. How are you allowed to do this though? Ask Rav Moshe and the Gris Moshe, Tadir v'sheino, Tadir kaidim. How are you allowed to take lulav prior to Shacharis? Shacharis is every day of the year. Lulav is only during Sukkot. How am I entitled to take lulav before Shacharis? Tadir v'sheinu tadir, tadir kaidim. That's the Shaila Rav Moshe asked the Gris Moshe. So Rav Asher Weiss and Minchas Asher and Parshas Pinchas discusses tadir v'sheinu tadir, tadir kaidim. So he responds to Rav Moshe with everything that we've just said, you know, until now. That the only time you apply tadir v'sheinu tadir, tadir kaidem is if I'm interested in doing the tadir and the eino tadir right now. But let's say I'm not interested in doing the tadir now. I'm going to push off the tadir till a minin kavua. You know, I'm davening at the 8 o'clock chakras, no matter what. No matter what. I'm davening at the 8 o'clock chakras. So I'm davening kivasikin. Yeah, Kodesh is discussing. So I'm going to get up. I'm not davening chakras now. So if I'm not interested in davening chakras now, even though the two mitzvahs did present themselves simultaneously, you could daven chakras now, but I'm not interested in davening until kivasikin. I'm not interested in davening until the 8:30 chakras, the 9 o'clock chakras. So then, if I wake up earlier, I have the right to take the eino tadir before the tadir, so you can take lulav in the sukkah prior to chakras. I'm not interested in doing the tadir right now. I think it's good teretz. It's good teretz. Based on this, it seems to me, if that is the teretz, and I think that is the teretz, to Rav Moshe's kasha, then it seems to me what a lot of people do is not the best. Most people who do this, unless they're really on the ball, most people who have this minhag of taking the luv in the sukkah, whether my father took the luv in the sukkah, they want to take the luv in the sukkah before they run out to shul, they're running late for shachris as it is. It's 8 o'clock shachris already, 8:05. They say, oh, but I can't go to shul until I take luv in the sukkah. So they run to the sukkah, then they run to shachris. That's not right, because you're already ready to daven shachris. Even if it's 8 o'clock, even if it's 7:50, you're already ready to daven shachris. So then, it's now, Mishran, to take the lulav in the sukkah, I don't think it's right. It says man shachris already. If you wake up, like it says in the Shara Kavanas, I don't like shachar. No one's interested in davening shachris now. Or you wake up at the 9 o'clock shachris, I'm up at 8:15 saying to him, so I'm going to take lulav in the sukkah. That's right. That's okay. I hear that. Then that's not a violation of Tadav Yishen or Tadav Tadav Kaidim. But if it's already man shachris, I don't think it's right. Yeah.
What is
Rebbe? I love when there is a sukkah there by shul. I try and arrange that. I would love to go out to the sukkah. I don't mind going out to the sukkah. I'll come late for halal. I'll miss an igin or two. It's okay. I think you should do like it says. I like taking the lulav before halal. It's really what you're supposed to do. Davening. Before davening, you lose out in the nanum of halal being a fulfillment of sukkah, because then you're taking sukkah early. You put down the dalminim. Your mitzvah of dalminim is over. Now you're going to take it again for halal. So you lose out on the shittas harambam that the nanum of halal fulfillment of lulav. Shalom makes a big deal about that, so I have a predisposition to that shita. But later on I got more influenced by that, by that. So I would like to do both. I can have my cake and eat it too. I'd rather go out to the sukkah, it's okay, and then I'll come back. It's okay. If that's what you're supposed to do, it's not a tircha de tzibur. Shachris is not a tircha de tzibur because you have to daven shachris. Yeah.
We're saying that Tadar only applies when you're interested in doing both. If you're not interested in doing one, but it is the optimal amount to do that, let's say, the seeking or whatever, it's better to do that at a time, but you only want to do it go to the 9 o'clock, because that's still say that.
Yeah, you're not interested in doing it. Man Mincha, according to many, is always preferable to daven Mincha Gedolah. But yet the Shulchan Aruch says if you're not going to daven Mincha now, you're going to daven Mincha later on. So then you have the right to say, I'm daven Musaf now. Even though Tadav Shen and Tadav Tadav Kadam, I'm not interested in doing the Tadav now. What gives me the right to say this, though? Rabbi Yisai, if Tadav Shen and Tadav Tadav Kadam is because the Tadir is more important than the Eno Tadir, how do I have the right to insult the Tadir by doing the Eno Tadir first? It's a patch and pun into the Tadir. It's not right. How can I do the Eno Tadir before the Tadir? I'm doing that which is less important for that which is more important. You're supposed to do the more important one first. It's hard to justify this. But if that's not what it's about, what it's about is you have a log jam. You have everybody wants to get through the intersection at the same time. So you just can't facilitate that. So we have to have a rules of right of way. Who's going to go first? And we say the Tadir comes before the Eno Tadir. Yes, that's true. If both want to go through the intersection at the same time. That's true. Both want to go. Let's say one guy says, no, I'm going to sit here and check my text messages and I'm going to go look at the tree. I'll stop, misbited. So then the Eino Tadir has the right to go through. The Tadir has the right of way. He's not going. He's not interested in going. So then the Eino Tadir has the right to go. And it's not a violation of the rules of right of way. So if that's what it's about, then these things make sense. Then it makes a lot of sense. Yeah, if you're not interested in doing the Tadir, be mocking the Eino Tadir. One guy's at the intersection and he's not going, so the other guy has the right to go. You don't have to wait for the other guy to go first. But if it's about, because one mitzvah is more important than the other, then it's a hard thing to justify. How could you ever do the Eino Tadir before the Tadir if it's not right to the Tadir? The problem is Rabbi Chanan has a raya, to his perspective, that he thinks it's because the Tadir is more important than the Eino Tadir. He raises the suffix. He believes that it's because the Tadir is more important than the Eino Tadir, and he seems to have a very strong raya. Because the Gemara says, Mesechus Menachos, the following. Over here, ice test. Let's say you only have enough resources to do one mitzvah. Either the Tadir, the Eino Tadir. The Gemara's case there is you only have one animal. Should you use it for the carbon tamid, or should you use it for the carbon musaf? Do you do the musaf or carbon tamid? So the Gemara says that even with regards to allocating scarce resources, Tadir v'sheino Tadir, Tadir kaidim. You give precedence to that which is more common, more frequent, over that which is less common, less frequent. The one animal is used for the carbon tamid and not for the carbon musaf. Now, that's not rules of the right of way. I'm saying only one mitzvah is going to happen over here, we give it to the tadir before the eno tadir. Doesn't that imply that the tadir is more important than the eno tadir? The tadir is more important than the eno tadir. Pretty strong raya. However, it seems to me that we could argue, no, this is also not because the tadir is more important than the eno tadir. Even when it comes to the triage of mitzvahs, I can only do one. In the end of the day, that's no different than the rules of right of way. Someone's going to get to pass, someone's not going to get to pass. I can't necessarily say one mitzvah is more important than any other mitzvah. How do I know which mitzvah is more important than any other mitzvah? Even though it's more common, the Mishnah says, Masechta Zavos, Havizoyer b'mitzvah kal k'bachamur. You have to be careful with every mitzvah, that which people think is chamur, that which people think is kal. Ki eina toyodeh, matan schar and shal mitzvahs. We don't know which mitzvah is more important than any other mitzvah. So you have to be careful with all of the mitzvahs just the same. But, in the end of the day, we're only going to be able to do one. So, which goes? So in halakha, we don't flip a coin. We don't play rock, paper, scissors. We don't draw sticks. What do? Tadir v'sheno tadir, tadir kaidim. But it's no different than right of way. It's a way of deciding which mitzvah is going to get that scarce resource, and which is not, but not because one is necessarily inherently more important than the other. They're all equally important, but we have to have some method of deciding. To do neither doesn't make any sense. So we have to pick one. Which goes first is tadir v'sheno tadir, but it's not because it's necessarily more important. And I have a raya. Wasn't careful. Taisus back in Masechet Zvachim brought the source, or the Gemara in Zvachim brought the source of Tadav Shenot Tadav Tadav Kadav from a passing of Parshas Pinchas. Milvad Oylas HaBoiker Asher Loylas HaTamid Tal Suas Eila. After all the carbon oil of the Tam Shal Shachar Tal Suas Eila, you should bring all the other carbonas. Okay, that's the rest of the carbonas. Taisus in Zvachim though starts with the Gemara Masechet Zvachim that brings a different pasuk. For this principle of Tadav Shenu Tadav Tadav Kadim from a pasuk in Parshas Tzav, which describes the carbon Tamid Shal Shachar as Ha Oila, says the Gemara, Psachim Aleh Hakrev Kol Kavanas Kulam. After the carbon Oila of the morning, you bring all the other Kavanas of the day, because the carbon Oila, the Tamid Shal Shachar, is Tadir. It's more common, more frequent, and therefore all the other Kavanas come after the Tamid Shal Shachar. As Taitzvis in Zvachim, why do I need two psukim for the same rule of Tadav v'sheno Tadav, Tadav Kaidim? Tepekle Me'achas is Taitzvis. Learn it out from here. Why do I need two psukim? So I'll tell you why I need two psukim. Because it's two different rules in the rule book of negotiating log jams of mitzvahs. There's two different rules. One, with regards to the precedence of mitzvahs, which comes first, the ordering, and one with regards to the preference. When you have scarce resources, which one are you going to do and which one you are not going to do? And those are two separate rules, which require two separate psukim. And I'll bring you a raya. Says the Gemara Masechet Shabbos over here, it's really discussing what do you do on Shabbos Rosh Hashanah when it's Chanukah. Rosh Hashanah Shchalias B'Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh Shchalias B'Shabbos, and Shabbos Chanukah. What do we do with the maftia? What do we do with the haftarah? Now, normally, Shabbos is Shchedesh, yeah? Normally, Shabbos is Shchedesh. Rosh Chedesh gets the maftia. What about on Rosh Chedesh is Chanukah? Which one gets the maftia? Which one gets the maftia? So, which one goes first? They're both going to have. We're going to have Kriyas HaTorah for Rosh Chedesh. We're going to have Kriyas HaTorah for Chanukah. Which one goes first? So, Tosfos over here explains the name of the Rishonim that we do Rosh Chedesh first. Rosh Chedesh comes before Chanukah. Why? Tadir v'sheinu, tadir, tadir kaidim. Rosh Chodesh comes every month. Chanukah only 8 days out of the year. Tadir v'sheinu, tadir, tadir kaidim. Gevaldik. Which one gets the haftarah? Which one gets the haftarah? Chanukah. Chanukah gets the haftarah. We don't do the haftarah of Rosh Chodesh. Why? Says Tosfos. Because Pirsume Nisa is Deiche Tadir. The Gemara there is discussing himself the Shabbos. Let's say I only have enough money either to buy wine for Kiddush or candles for Chanukah. Which do you buy? Which do you buy? Wine for Kiddush, candles for Chanukah, on Shabbos Chanukah. Sigmar says, Neiros Chanukah. Why? Even though Kiddush is Tadir v'Sheinu Tadir Tadir Kaidim. Kiddush is every Shabbos. Chanukah is only 8 days out of the year. Chanukah is Pirsume Nisa. Pirsume Nisa is Doiche. Overrides Tadav Shenu Tadav Tadav Kadim. So therefore, with regards to the Haftarah, so too says Taisvis, what do? Haftarah of Chanukah, not the Haftarah of Rosh Chodesh, because even though Rosh Chodesh is more Tadir, Chanukah is Pirsumei Nisa. Yeah.
Can you make the argument that since, like, also based on the Tazu, that since you're going to read the Haftorah for Rosh Chodesh so many more times, and you only have this one opportunity to read the Haftorah for Chanukah, why not, like, so that you don't miss out on that one time a year where you would read the Haftorah?
It's a fair argument, but not the Jewish perspective, really, because we don't say, well, come on, guys, you have Shacharis every day. Musaf comes rarely. Let's just do Musaf first. You know, give Musaf its day. Every dog has its day. You know, like, guys, Rosh Chodesh, be Michael to Chanukah. Chanukah rarely comes. We don't do that. We give precedence to that which is more common. Adarabah. We say if you only come from time to time, you're not more special, you're less special. Yeah? But no, we don't say it for that reason. You could have argued that Haftarah has to be that of Chanukah because Haftarah is usually related to the last thing that you just laned. And you just laned Chanukah at the end, so the Haftarah should be related to that which you just finished laning, which is Chanukah. But Taitzus says the reason why Chanukah gets Haftarah is because of Pirsumei Nisa. Just like if you only have enough money to purchase one mitzvah, either Kiddush of Shabbos or candles for Chanukah, you do candles of Chanukah, because Pirsumei Nisa overrides Tadir, so when it comes to Haftarah, Pirsumei Nisa overrides Tadir. The problem is, Rishayim already asked, one minute, slow down. You can't have it both ways. When it came to the Maftir, which Maftir came first? Which Kriyas HaTorah came first? We said Rosh Chodesh comes before Chanukah. Why do we say Rosh Chodesh comes before Chanukah? Because Tadir Rishayim, Tadir Koyim. So Rosh Chodesh comes before Chanukah. But I mean, Chanukah is Pirsumei Nisa. I thought you said Pirsumei Nisa overrides Tadir. When it comes to the HaTorah, you can only do one. We're going to pick the HaTorah of Chanukah because Pirsumei Nisa, even though Rosh Chodesh is more Tadir. So how come when it comes to the ordering of the Kriyas HaTorah, we say Rosh Chodesh comes before Chanukah? Other Rabba, Chanukah should come before Rosh Chodesh. Pirsumei Nisa overrides Tadir. The Rishonim all say, Taisus and the Rosh, say no. When it comes to ordering of mitzvahs, Tadir comes before Pirsumei Nisa. When it comes to picking which mitzvah you're going to do when you only have the opportunity to do one, Pirsumei Nisa comes before Tadir. Those are two separate rules. Look over here at the Rosh. When you're only picking one in the triage of mitzvahs, Pirsumei Nisa overrides Tadir. When it comes to the ordering of mitzvahs, Tadir Adiv. Because you can have Pirsumei Nisa later. Tadir Adiv. So when it comes to the ordering of mitzvahs, Tadir comes before Pirsumei Nisa. When it comes to picking and choosing which one, so then Pirsumei Nisa takes precedence over Tadir. You can only play this game. You can only do that if these are two separate principles. If the Tadir is more important than the Eino Tadir, or Pirsumei Nisa is more important than Tadir, it should be more important in both situations, whether it comes to ordering, whether it comes to giving precedence. And you would never need to derive it, the two halachas of Tadir from two separate psukim, because it's all one and the same. If what Tadir v'sheno Tadir, Tadir Kadim is teaching me is that Tadir is more important than Eino Tadir, why do I need two psukim to teach me for the two scenarios in which this could have application? Either picking and choosing one mitzvah at the expense of another, or the ordering of mitzvahs. They're all the same, you say, that Tadir is more important than Eino Tadir. That's the same pasuk, same idea. If we're talking about right of way, when you get to a logjam, what do you do when you have scarce resources, the triage of mitzvahs, which one comes, you know, gets preference? Well, then, they're two separate rules. They're two separate halachas. One is, you know, the Tadir comes before the Eino Tadir. But then, there's another halacha that if you can only do one or the other, you do the Tadir and not the Eino Tadir. Not because the Tadir is more important. It's because you have no choice but to negotiate the dilemma in some way. And this is the way, instead of flipping a coin or drawing sticks, this is the way we're going to do it. But they're two separate rules because they're not based on the same idea. There is no concept that Tadir is more important than the Eino Tadir. In one situation, we give precedence. In the other situation, we give preference. But they're really two separate ideas. It's not based on that common yisoid. So Adarabah, from this halakha, I think you see exactly the point, is that Tadir is not because one is more important than the other. You have to negotiate the dilemma in some way, and this is the way that we negotiate it. Yeah.
Why can't we say the opposite when it is the Haftorah and Why couldn't we say the opposite? Because why couldn't we say the opposite? Because Rosh Chodesh always
comes after the Haftorah. Correct. So what the rules are about the right of way, I don't think it makes sense to even try and parse. Meaning, what I'm saying is, I don't think it's because the Tadir is more important than the Eino Tadir, and that's what entitles us to split. You're asking, well, why do we split it that way? I mean, why do we do this one there, and why do we do this one there?
First, when it comes to order, but we could just, but then we said, player also could come second when we don't need to do it right now. We can push it off till later.
No, but it only has one. But that's if you're not interested in doing it now. If you are interested in doing
yeah,
it now,
so, said, not,
so don't be interested. No, but you are interested.
I wanted to do the Lisa first. So I did the Hanukkah first.
No, but if you're interested in doing it right now and you're ordering, then Halacha tells you to do the Tadeh first. If you either say, I'm not doing this mitzvah for another 4 hours, regardless. No. You can't just say, I'm a Hanukkah Jew, so I'm doing Hanukkah first. You have no right to say that. Yeah. We're all mitzvah Jews. Equal opportunity Jews.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You say
Al-Nisi
before
Rosh Chodesh. We say Al-Nisi, because it's a different part of benching. Yeah. Yeah. It relates to a different part of benching. I have another riot to this idea that Tadeh v'Shem Tadeh Tadeh Kadim is not because the Tadeh is more important. It's because we have to negotiate the log jam in some way, and this is kind of the right of way of mitzvahs, and it's going to relate to Hanukkah in a second. A Matzah Shabbos Hanukkah. We discussed a scenario. Let's say I didn't daven Musaf yet, and already this man Mincha rises. You're supposed to do the Mincha before Musaf. Let's say I get to the end of the Zman Tefillah. How late can you daven Mincha? How late can you daven Musaf? Both of them, you can daven until the Shkia. Some Jews care about Shkia. So for those of us who care about Shkia, you can only daven Mincha until the Shkia, you can only daven Musaf until the Shkia. Let's say there's not enough time to daven both. So you'll say the words faster. No, have Kavana. Have Kavana. So you only have time to daven one and not the other. Which should come first? Or which should you do? Mincha or Musaf? Mincha or Musaf. So Mr. Brewer quotes the name of the Dagam Ravava, back at Eis Gimel, that what you should do is Mincha, not Musaf. Why? Tadeh v'sheno, tadeh, tadeh kaidem. Not only in terms of the ordering of mitzvahs, so when, you know, which comes first, which comes second, but if you only have time to do one, you do the tadeh before the eno tadeh, you only have one animal, used for the Tamash al-Shachar, and not for the Kavar Musaf. So too here, Mincha, Musaf, you do Mincha, not Musaf. The Magen Avraham disagrees. Magen Avraham says no. What you should do is Musaf. Why? Because if I do Mincha first, I'm going to box out Musaf. There's no way to make up for Musaf later. If I miss Mincha, what can I do? I can have a Tfilas Tashlumin by Ma'ariv. So he says, Gavaldika Chap. What should I do? Daven Musaf before Shkia. Mincha, I'll make up with the second Shmonesre by Ma'ariv. So I'll Chap around Mincha later on. So what he's really saying is, the Magen Avraham, and everyone asked him, the Magen Avraham, you know, how can you do this? But what the Magen Avraham is really saying is, you have the right to be mocked in the Eino Tadir, if by doing so, I'll be able to fulfill both. As opposed to if I'll be mocked in the Tadir, I'll only be able to do one. I have the right to make that kind of a cheshbon, to be mocked in the Eino Tadir, to copper on both mitzvahs, whereas if I do the Tadir first, I'll only be able to do one. Rav Salavitchik applied this yisoid to something we're all aware of, you probably never thought about, is that on Shabbos Chol HaMoed Pesach, we lay in Shir HaShirim. Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkos, we lay in Koheles. Shavuos, we lay in Rus. When do you do that? When do we lay in it? Before Kriyas HaTorah. That's really not right. How do we lay in Shir HaShirim and Koheles before Kriyas HaTorah? What should come first? Kriyas HaTorah. Kriyas HaTorah is Tadir. Shir HaShirim and Koheles are Eino Tadir. Tadir v'Sheino Tadir. Tadir Kardim. It's a great kasha. Fantastic. So Salavitchik explains, it's quoted in the Masorah Journal. That's put out by the OU. Different Torahs from the Rav. It's old. But one of the volumes of the Masorah Journal, most of them were written by Ravish. The earlier volumes were written by Ravish Shechler. So in the, you can tell from the style. I never asked him. It's obvious. But so in one of the earlier volumes, they have this Divine Torah from the Rav explained that it's because the Gemara tells us in Masechta Shabbos, over here, Oysid Aleph, the Chazal were geyser on Shabbos, an Isser to read Ksuvim, to read Shir HaShirim, Koheles, Mishlei, Tehillim. Not allowed to read those things on Shabbos, but they bito Beis HaMedrash. You should really come to Beis HaMedrash and learn on Shabbos. And learn Ba'amkus. You'll say Shir HaShirim is Torah, Koheles is Torah, Tehillim is Torah. Certainly is. But it's bitul Torah Be'echus. It's qualitative bitul Torah. It's not quantitative bitul Torah. It is learning. You do get hours. But you could be doing more. You could be learning Bava Kama, Bava Basra, Bava Metzia. Why are you learning Koheles and Shir HaShirim? You could accomplish more. Greater Amkus. And if they bitul Beis HaMedrash, they said an Iser Xeras against Kriyas Ksuvim on Shabbos. What would they say about Mishpacha magazine and Ami magazine and the other literature that we have today that's less, you know, less Kaddish Vatar, like Ksuvim, I don't think they'd have a positive perspective on it. But the Goyzer are against reading Ksuvim on Shabbos, which is part of Tanakh. What they would say about the other things, who knows? We can only speculate. When does that Isser begin and when does it end? So it says in Yishalmi, Masechtas Megillah, it ends at Kriyas HaTorah of Mincha. That's why in the Siddur it's printed Shir HaMalos. Shir HaMalos is printed after Mincha on Shabbos because you weren't allowed to read Shir HaMalos the whole day of Shabbos. You're supposed to be learning in the Beis Medrash. So when they beat the Beis HaMedrash, they said, no, don't sit around all day saying Shir HaMalos. After Mincha, finally people were able to get back to their Tehillim. Finally people were able to go back to their Kohelis and their Shir HaShirim. So then they said, oh, we can go back to Shir HaMalos, and that's why Tehillim is after Mincha on Shabbos. When does it end? It ends at Kriyas HaTorah of Mincha. When does it begin? Salvechik speculated it begins at Kriyas HaTorah of Shacharis. That's the beginning of Seder on Shabbos. When the Beis Medrash should be packed, it's from Kriyas HaTorah of Shacharis until Kriyas HaTorah of Mincha. That's the bookends of Seder on Shabbos when you're supposed to be in the Beis HaMedrash. So it's an Isser against Kriyas Ksuvim on Shabbos after Kriyas HaTorah. So Seder Salvechik like this. If we're going to wane Kriyas HaTorah first, you won't be able to do Shir HaShirim and Koheles on Shabbos Chol HaMoed, Pesach and Sukkot. You won't be able to lane Rus on Shavuos. You have to be in the Beis Medrash. It's a gzera against Kriyas Ksuvim on Shabbos. So if you'll do the Tadir before the Yeno Tadir, you're going to box out the Yeno Tadir. But let's say I switch the order. I do Koheles first. I do Shir HaShirim first. Even though it's Yeno Tadir, it will enable me to chaperine both, to do both mitzvahs. I have the right to reorder it if it will enable me to do both. Even though it's at the expense of the Tadir. Because if I'll do the Tadir first, I'll box out the Yeno Tadir. What gives me the right to make this kind of value judgment? To say, well, you know, if I do the Tadir first, I won't be able to do the Yeno Tadir. If I do the Yeno Tadir first, I'll be able to do both. So I'm going to do the Yeno Tadir first. What gives me the right to do that? It's offensive to the Tadir. If Tadir is more important than... What gives me the right to say that two mitzvahs is greater than one, you know, than one, when it's offensive to the one? And I don't know the value, the point score of every mitzvah. So how can I make these kind of value judgments? You know, I say, well, I'm going to do both because that's better than doing one. Who gives me the right to say that? I should have to follow the halacha, tadir v'shenu tadir, tadir kaidem. Blindly, what gives me the right to start making these kinds of cheshbonos? That's if tadir is more important than the eno tadir. But if it's not because tadir is more important than the eno tadir, it's because that's the right of way. You know, you have to negotiate the situation, and this is the way Chazal tells us, you know, maybe arbitrarily even. That's the way to negotiate the situation. Instead of flipping a coin, instead of drawing sticks and doing, rock, paper, scissors, we do tadir v'shenu tadir. But that we have to be logical about it. If I can chaperine two mitzvahs as opposed to one, well, then you chaperine two mitzvahs as opposed to one. You reorder the mitzvahs. It's only about ordering the mitzvahs and negotiating a logjam. If I reorder it, I'll be able to chaperine both. Oh, so that makes a lot of sense because that's all we're talking about in the first place is the proper ordering of mitzvahs. So if I can chaperine both, it'll give me the right to do both. This all comes... And it was relevant with regards to Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos Chanukah. What should be the proper order? So Shulchan Aruch quotes in the name, should you do Neres Chanukah first or Havdalah first? So Shulchan Aruch quotes in the name of Trumas HaDeshen, you should do Neres Chanukah first. Madlik and Ner Chanukah Beisak Neses, Kaidim Havdalah, before Havdalah. Why? Because the Gemara says in Masechtas Pesachim, you should always be Makabel Shabbos as early as possible, as you can. In order to be Moisef Mechol al HaKodesh, and you should take out Shabbos as late as possible to be Moisef Mechol al HaKodesh. Mitzvah of Tosef Shabbos. Kol kama demakdamin alei odif. Afuke yoyma ma'akrin alei. Taking out Shabbos to do as late as possible, taking in Shabbos to do as early as possible. So says the Trumas HaDeshen. Then you know what? Light Neres Chanukah first and make Havdalah afterwards. Take out Shabbos as late as possible. Fair argument. The Taz argues, Taz says, what are you talking about Tosefes Shabbos? You're lighting Neiros Chanukah. You can't light candles on Shabbos. You said Havdalah in Ma'ariv. It's not Shabbos anymore. There's no more Tosefes Shabbos. What are you talking about Tosefes Shabbos? You lit Neiros Chanukah, and if you didn't daven Ma'ariv, you're going to have to say Baruch HaMavdim and Kaddish Lecho before you light Neiros Chanukah. So what Tosefes Shabbos? What are you accomplishing? It's a great kasha. That's the Taz's kasha. So Chassam Sofer argues back, in the Hagoyis of Chassam Sofer, Moshe's a tshuva like this, in the Gros Moshe, This is not about Tosefta Shabbos. This is about not making Shabbos seem like a burden. You know how you express a love of Shabbos? You take Shabbos in early. Not only because of Tosefta Shabbos, but to show my enthusiasm for Shabbos. So too, when it comes to taking out Shabbos, you should make Havdalah as late as possible. To show my enthusiasm for Shabbos. I don't want to run away from Shabbos. Yes, it's true I daven Marv. Yes, it's true I made Havdalah in Marv. Yes, it's true I'm going to light Neiros Chanukah and you can't light the Neiros on Shabbos. It's clearly not Shabbos anymore. But you should make Havdalah as late as possible to show that I'm dragging my feet when it comes to saying goodbye to Shabbos. Shabbos shouldn't seem like a masoy. It shouldn't seem like an oil. So even though it's not Tosefta Shabbos, I still make Havdalah as late as possible. The Shabbos shouldn't seem like a burden.
Wouldn't it make sense to go into the Gemara on Shabbos that said that Pursumis comes before a Tadir, Rishin, and Tadir? So why wouldn't we just apply that concept here? Chanukah candles are Pursumis, so they come first, and then Havdalah after would be...
So the Taz disagrees with the Truma Sadeshin. Taz disagrees with the Truma Sadeshin. He says, because... Excellent. He says, Tadir, Rishin, Tadir, Kaidem! What comes you more common? What's more frequent? Neiros Chanukah or Havdalah? Havdalah. So Tadir v'sheinu Tadir Kaidem. And he says, don't bother me with that Gemara Masechta Shabbos. Gemara says Masechta Shabbos, if you can only do one mitzvah, either Kiddush Hayoyim or Havdalah, you don't have enough money for one, what should you do? You should do Havdalah because Pursumei Nisa is Adif. Pursumei Nisa takes precedence to Tadir. That's only when you can only do one. When it comes to the ordering of mitzvahs, we said Tadir takes precedence to Pursumei Nisa. When it comes to figuring out which Kriyas HaTorah comes first, Rosh Chodesh comes before Chanukah. If you can only do one, Pursumei Nisa, the Haftorah is Chanukah. You can only do one. Pursumei Nisa takes precedence over Tadir. When it comes to the ordering of mitzvahs, Tadir takes precedence to Pursumei Nisa. Fantastic point. The Taz raises it and the Taz says, I already know the Tosis and the Rosh. That's only when it comes to doing one at the expense of the other. When it comes to ordering mitzvahs, Tadir takes precedence over the Yeno Tadir. So the Taz argues we should do Havdalah before Ner Chanukah, yeah?
Earlier, how are we ever allowed to like intentionally set ourselves up to do Teshulam later? Like, I thought Teshulam is only in the case where there's onus and you weren't able to daven mincha.
Are you able to daven mincha or are you not able to daven mincha? You only have time to do one.
But it seems like it's a case of Shia that you rally yourself to that.
No, the guy was in surgery. He wakes up after surgery, Zman for one tefillah, Musa for mincha. What do you do? So if he does mincha first, right, he's going to box out musaf. If you do musaf, I'll chop right mincha.
But how is that onus?
I have no onus. I did daven musaf. What do you want from me?
How is it onus if it's a decision to box out?
Because I'm davening musaf. That's also a mitzvah, right? Our oisik mitzvah part of a mitzvah. Yeah.
Isn't the whole purpose of dal that allows you to eat after? So then why can't we just say baruch ha'mavdil and then light Chanukah candles at the shulchan?
You have a mitzvah of havdalah al-kais. It's not just a heter, it's a mitzvah, Havdalah al-Kais.
So, but if we follow the Shechach, we'll say Havdalah after the lighting of the candles.
But Tadir v'sheinu Tadir, Tadir Kaidim argues the Taz. What gives you the right to do that? You're a Chanukah Jew? You have no right to do that. So the Taz says, Tadir v'sheinu Tadir, Tadir Kaidim, Havdalah should come first. And don't bother me with Pursumei Nisa comes before Tadir. That's only when it comes to doing one and not the other. Then Dechia, when it comes to Kedima, when it comes to ordering the mitzvahs, Tadir comes before even Pursumei Nisa. There's a great kash on the Taz. Which is, if the Taz is correct, then the Taz raises this problem. If the Taz is correct, so the Taz asks, the Taz asks on the Trumas Hadeshin. The Taz himself asks on the Trumas Hadeshin, if the Trumas Hadeshin is correct, what did the Trumas Hadeshin say? Havdalah comes first. Why should Havdalah come first? Because we want to take out, Ner Chanukah comes first because we want to take out Shabbos as late as possible. Even though Havdalah is Tadir, and Ner Chanukah is Eino Tadir, but we do Ner Chanukah first because we want to take out Shabbos as late as possible. So I asked the Taz on the Trumas Hadeshin, Adarabah. If that's the case, then by Kiddush, what should we do? We should make Mekadesh HaShabbos before Bar Pri HaGafen. What do we do with Kiddush? We make Bar Pri HaGafen before Mekadesh HaShabbos. Why? Beis Hillel told us, Tadir v'sheinu Tadir, Tadir Kaidim. The same way you want to take out Shabbos as late as possible, you should take in Shabbos as late as possible. And if that concern overrides Tadir, well then you should make Mekadesh HaShabbos to make Shabbos seem like I'm enthusiastic about Shabbos, that overrides Tadir to make Mekadesh HaShabbos before Bar Pri HaGafen. That's a kasha the Taz is. Sharp kasha. On the Trumas Hadeshin. So in yeshivas, they say over a territory of a sefer called Goyin Yaakov. The Goyin Yaakov was Rabbi Yaakov Shapiro. It was the son of Rafael Shapiro. Rafael Shapiro was the son-in-law of the Netziv. Took over his Rosh Hashiva Volozhin. was the father-in-law of Reb Chaim Brisker. Reb Chaim Brisker married the Netziv's granddaughter, the daughter of Reb Farah Shapiro. His brother-in-law, that's a Reb Chaim, was Reb Chaim, but Reb Chaim had an inn in Yeshiva Volozhin, so he became the Rosh Yeshiva Volozhin, and he married the Netziv's granddaughter. But his shvager, his brother-in-law, is Reb Yaakov Shapiro, the grandson of the Netziv. So in the Sefer, Goyin Yaakov says, great teretz. He says, no. The pshat of the Trumas Hadeshin is not that taking out Shabbos as late as possible overrides Tadir. What Tadir is about is you have two mitzvahs arrive at the intersection at once. Both want to go through as quickly as possible because everyone's in a rush. Why are we always in a rush? Why are Jews always in a rush? Because reason, makdim in the mitzvahs. We want to do mitzvahs as quickly as possible. So everyone's in an intersection of Shabbos. We want to get through as quickly as possible. Everyone's in a rush. Let's say you're not in a rush. What mitzvah is not in a rush? You have a Sunday driver. He gets to the intersection. He's letting people pass. You know, he's waving everybody on. So then you have the right to go. Because he's not in a rush. When do you ever have a mitzvah? You're not in a rush. Says the Trumas Hadeshin, Havdalah, we're not in a rush. Zrizim Akim and the mitzvahs applies to all mitzvahs. But it doesn't apply to Havdalah. So it's not the pshat that taking out Shabbos as late as possible overrides Tadir, in which case you could argue, well, then taking in Shabbos as early as possible should override Tadir and make Mekadosh Shabbos before Bari Pri HaGafen. The Pshat is in Havdalah, we're never in a rush. Zrizim Akdim and Lemitzvahs doesn't apply, and therefore Tadir doesn't apply, because Tadir gets to the intersection and says, I'm not in a rush. So Tadir Kadim doesn't apply to Havdalah. That's what the Trumas Hadeshin means. Not that taking out Shabbos as late as possible overrides Tadir. Fantastic. Okay, but the Maya says we have two shittas over here. The Shulchan Aruch and the Trumas Hadeshin say Ner Chanukah comes first. The Taz says Havdalah comes first. What should we do? Mishnah Berurah says a pshara. What we should do is in Shul we make Ner Chanukah first, then Havdalah. At home, it's Havdalah before Ner Chanukah. Havdalah before Ner Chanukah. Why? What's the pshat in that? Be consistent. Pick the Trumas Hadeshin or the Taz, both valid shitas. We understand the arguments, pros and cons of each shita. Why do we split the psak? How come in the shul we do Nechanukah first before Havdalah? At home, you do Havdalah before Nechanukah. What's going on there? So if Shtermach and the Trumas Van Hoggis explains, based on an idea from Reb Chaim, Shethu likes quotes from Reb Chaim too, from Salvechik. The Reb Chaim felt the halakha in shul based on the comment of the Goyin. The Goyin says over here, Oyster Zion, the halakha in shul is a communal halakha. He compares it to Hallel, the Leil HaSeder. We're all going to say Hallel at home during our private Siddurim, but you do Hallel in shul, many shuls, with a bracha. That's a Hallel of the Tzibor, the collective Hallel, the communal Hallel. So too, the halakha in shul is a collective communal halakha. Therefore, in order to do the Hadaka in Shul, you have to have a tzibor, a chalois shem tzibor. It has to be a tzibor that's gathered, not just because we happen to be in the room eating donuts together. We have to be gathered there for a mitzvah. That's why, typically during the week, you light Hadaka's Neres Chanukah between Mincha and Maariv. We're chalois shem tzibor for Mincha. We're going to remain now to daven Maariv. So that tzibor is gathered together for a mitzvah. We have a shem tzibor, and therefore we can light prior to Maariv. If you're going to daven Maariv much later, many say it's not right to light after Mincha. After Mincha, the tzibor is gone. It's disbanded. So when are you going to Maariv? Maariv later. So what you should really do then is either right before Maariv light, which I think they do, right? If you're going to have a late Maariv, either light before Maariv, or maybe Matzei Shabbos, so you can't do that. You can't light before Maariv. So what are you going to do? So Reb Chaim held, you have to light before Kaddish Tiskabel. Once Kaddish Tiskabel comes, which has to do with Shemana Esrei, we ask Kaddish Baruch Hu to accept our tefillas. Once that comes, even though Aleinu follows, davening is basically over. I mean, not because there's a heter to run out of shul before Aleinu. You don't have such a heter. But the Chaloi Shem Tzibor is over. Because we're not gathered together anymore for Shemana Esrei. Shemana Esrei, where you need a Tzibor, is gone. Kaddish Tiskabel was said. So Reb Chaim held, most shuls, by the way, light Neiros Chanukah after Kaddish Tiskabel. Reb Chaim held, it should be done before Kaddish Tiskabel. Before Kaddish, because otherwise the Chaloi Shem Tzibor is gone. So therefore, if Shermach explains, maybe that's why in Shul, you can't make Havdalah first. When is Havdalah made? After Kaddish Tiskabel. Right? So then, the Chaloi Shem Tzibor is over. So you can't do Havdalah first, then Ner Chanukah. Once Havdalah is done, the Tzibor is disbanded, and it's over. You can't light anymore. At home, you can do it in the reverse. At home, you don't need a chalai shem tziv. It's a private halakha. We really paskin like the Taz. Tadeh v'shenu tadeh tadeh kaidim applies here too. Ner Havdalah should be before Ner Chanukah. The problem is in shul, if you're going to do that, you're going to box out. You won't be able to do the communal halakha because you're going to do Havdalah first. The tzibah, chalai shem tzibah is done, is disbanded. You won't be able to do the enu tadeh. So that's why in shul we switched the order. Why do we switch the order? It really should have been Tadeh v'shenu tadeh tadeh kaidim. We really pass like the Taz, but in shul we're going to have to switch the order because if we do it, follow the Tadeh, you'll box out the Eino Tadeh. As we already explained, since Tadeh v'shenu tadeh tadeh kaidim is not because the Tadeh is more important than the Eino Tadeh. It's because you have a large number of mitzvahs, you have to figure out a way to negotiate it, and the right of way is given to the Tadeh. But if I mock them, the Eino Tadeh, be able to hop around both, then I have the right to do that. So therefore, over here, we really pass like the Taz, but in shul we do the Eino Tadeh first because if you'll do the Tadeh first, you'll box out the Eino Tadeh. And that's why in shul the common custom is Ner Chanukah, then Avdolah at home, everyone makes Avdolah and then Ner Chanukah. All right, thank you.